Hello everyone, I'm Uncle Hansi. Welcome to the My Stories of Chinese Characters series. In this episode, I will invite some foreign friends to tell their stories about learning Chinese characters. Hello everybody, I'm Uncle Hansi. So you have probably heard that speaking Chinese is very difficult because of the tones and because of the strange grammar. And you have probably heard that writing Chinese is difficult because of the complicated characters. Today we're going to interview some foreigners who have been studying Chinese and learn what they have to say about conquering these problems with learning Chinese.
The most difficult thing about learning Chinese, I think, is the number of characters. So in English, we have 24 characters, and same with Spanish, other Latin-based languages. And so basically, when you're reading, you can, if you don't know a word, you can sound it out, and you can still pronounce it. But in Chinese, when you come across a character that you don't know, or a word that you don't recognize the characters, you don't necessarily know what sound it makes.
Yeah.
And so I think this aspect, you have to spend a lot of time practicing these characters.
Chinese writing and memorizing the character is the most difficult part. But I think it's also really useful.
You know, every character has a story behind it, pictograph behind it.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's what I like about China and about Chinese and the culture, is that every character has a story behind it.
Yeah, unfortunately, with the simplified characters, the stories have mostly been lost.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But if you can find the stories, then it's easier to find the characters.
You know, in Spanish, we only have maybe one tone.
Yeah.
So here is whoa, and if you talk something with a tone mistake, it's very difficult. It's very different. The best example is ma.
Yeah.
One is mom, the other is horse.
Horse and mother, and sometimes there's also things that are seriously misunderstood. So you have to speak longer sentences. If you speak a longer sentence, they'll usually understand you even if your tones are wrong. Mm. But some words, you just have to remember the tones.
Yeah.
For my opinion, I think it's a grammar. Yes, it's easy, but because it's just, you have to use this part here and this part here. That's it. That's our grammar. And for me, it's kind of hard to understand, like, should I put it here? Can I put it here? Or can I put it here? Okay, let's try. And it's not really work.
Chinese say things really, really differently
than
Russians or Americans.
Yeah.
I think one interesting thing, when I first came to China, we go out to dinner and then you look at the menu and it's all in Chinese and you think, wow, I can't understand a single thing on here. And you think, oh, but I want to try some Chinese food. I don't just want to eat the same thing, you know. I'd call the waiter over and I'd say, oh, 我要这个,还要这个. And then the food would come out and I would be pleasantly surprised, or sometimes less than pleasantly surprised at what I ordered. Yeah.
For example, in Lanzhou place, and you want to order cold noodles and you're saying, yifan la mian, and they giving you the soup, and you're thinking like, we're going to eat soup for this time.
Well, reading and writing, I don't think I'm the best person to ask for suggestions, but for speaking and communicating, the best for me would be having Chinese friends, hands down.
Okay, what is the best way to learn to memorize?
First, write the characters, because for me, if I write the character, I can remember when I read on the street or read in a book. And then I go outside with some friends and try to practice the characters or the words that I learned that day.
Mm.
That is the way for me. I try with the flashcard, but I can't.
No.
I forget everything. No, this is not my way. I have to learn other.
Yeah, we have, when you write things down, you have hand memory.
Yes, I think that is working for me too.
Yeah.
When I write, but it's with my hand, I have to write. I write also in the mirror in my bathroom. When I take a shower or I finish, I just write the characters with a mark in my mirror.
Some Chinese have a big brush with a bucket of water, and they write it on the sidewalk.
Sometimes I let my Chinese friend to see my when I'm studying Chinese, the material, and I say, I learned this when I was like in 5th grade or 5th grade, something like this. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, I feel like I'm a child learning Chinese.
Yeah, you have to be a, you have to revert and be a child for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, and you need to be really open mind. Like, yeah, so if you come here, you need to be first of all open mind.
I think the most important thing is to immerse yourself in the language. I think if you just study on the side, you can still learn a bit. But if you really want to be able to speak Chinese and to read books and understand television programs, I think the most important thing is that you take your life and you change everything to Chinese, including maybe your phone settings to your, you know, just everything you do, if you do it in Chinese, I think.
Yeah, you have to force yourself to speak Chinese and not speak to your foreign friends. And
yeah, and you have to give yourself challenges. Every day you have to challenge yourself. Yeah, it keeps you young though.
It keeps you
on the cutting edge of society.
Yeah. In Chinese we have a saying, Huo dao lao, xue dao lao. It means live till you're old, learn till you're old.
Until you're old.
Yeah. So today we have talked to several college students and got their views on why they think it's important or interesting to study Chinese and how is the best way to learn Chinese. Of course, I'm Uncle Hanzi, and I'm always thinking about the pictographic origins of Chinese characters, how the modern Chinese is logical, but then that's the way I view Chinese characters. I'm Uncle Hanzi. Thank you for listening to this episode of My Stories of Chinese Characters. If you like them, I hope you listen to more episodes in the future.